Okay, my name is Anna, and I am a floral designer and small business owner. I'm 30 years old, and I live in North Carolina, and I had this dream about a week and a half ago. So in this dream, I'm having a small, like, family weekend at not my childhood home, but the house that my dad bought after my parents got divorced when I was about 12 years old. And I'm really excited to have my husband's family come and stay in this house. And before they get there, I'm looking out the window of my childhood bedroom, and it overlooked this small lake. And it's surrounded with all these blooming trees, like pink and white trees. And I just start crying because I realized that my dad tried and it was like I was seeing into this window of his effort of being a parent. And so I couldn't wait for them to come and stay in this room that was my childhood room. So they arrive, and by the time they get there, it's evening time. And recently I saw the movie Avatar for the first time. So this whole scene through the window is now like a glow in the dark. Everything, all the blooms are just aglow. And I'm showing my mother and father-in-law this view out the window. And I'm so excited and just saying, like, do you see? Like, do you see how beautiful it is? And they're like, yeah, it's trees. We see that. And I'm like, no. Like, but do you see the trees? And they're like, yeah, we see that. It's like a dogwood or whatever. It's cool. So then they get their bags unpacked, and everyone's kind of like settling into the downstairs. And all of a sudden someone's like, you guys, the toilet is clogged. And everyone just gathers around this toilet, which is like in the living room practically. And we're looking at this toilet that has like the biggest poop I've ever seen, like in the toilet. And people are getting tongs from the kitchen and like chopsticks and all these things to try and get this out. And nobody can get it. So finally, my mother-in-law just says, everybody step back. She just reaches her hands in the toilet and grabs the poop right out, just like saves the day. the night progresses. Everyone is like out on the back deck. They are chatting, talking, and laughing together. And I come inside and to get something. And I notice there's dogs there. There's always dogs everywhere in my life. So there's a dog, and it has just pooped and peed all over the house, like in the fireplace, in coffee mugs, on the coffee table, like everywhere I look, there's like more and more poop and pee everywhere. So I start cleaning it up. And at first I'm like, oh, like I get to clean this up for people. And like, how nice that I get to do this. And as I keep finding more and more, and I keep hearing them have a good time outside, I start thinking like, well, I wish like someone would come in and like notice that I'm cleaning all this up, or help me, or acknowledge like what I'm contributing by doing this. And as soon as these kind of thoughts come into my head, Aubrey Marcus walks into the house and looks at me and just shakes his head back and forth like, no. And that's the dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. A couple of questions. Okay. What are the first couple of qualities that come to your mind when you think of your mother-in-law?
Judgmental. But still really loving, truly loving. And that she would do anything. Like, she would do anything that needed to be done.
And what are the first couple of qualities that come to mind when you think of the dog that was in the dream that was pooping and peeing everywhere?
What are the first couple qualities when I think of the dog? It wasn't trying to be bad. It was like it did it because it had to. Like it didn't have a choice, kind of.
So to give you kind of some broad brushstrokes about how I look at dreams, it's based off of a Jungian interpretation, and kind of the core quality of Jungian dream interpretation is that every character in the dream is a representation of an energetic dynamic inside of you. Wow. And so it seems like the beginning of this dream is the emotional qualities that your psyche has attached to that house that you moved into after your parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. That energetic part of you is inviting in other parts of your psyche. And at first it felt like maybe this was maybe that what the dream was showing was the merging of your psyche and your husband's psyche, because it was the integration of your two families. Mm-hmm. And from a psychological standpoint, some of the main characters inside of us are our family members, are the personalities of our family members that we've internalized that are inside of us. And it's almost like a mixing between the two of your psyches. And the first main scene of the dream felt like, you were mentioning before we were recording that you had kind of a mystical experience. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the view from the window was kind of like your psyche showing you, like, you have now had a change in perspective and you see things in a mystical, beautiful way. And that either other parts of your psyche or your husband's psyche does not see the magic in what you're trying to describe. And then the scene shifts and you guys are all in the main room. And this feels like this is the main area of where all the forces that are inside of you are hanging out. And the main thing happening at this stage in the energetic unraveling that is the dream is there's that toilet in the middle of the room. And toilets symbolically, you know, our dreams play on words. And so on one level, it could be a throne. But it's also the place that we go to, excrete the waste inside of us. And there's also this beautiful quote from the alchemists that Jung would quote all the time. And it's, in the shit, God will be found. And there's a Latin phrase for that, but I don't know what the Latin phrase is, but the core behind it is God is in the most disgusting places as well. But what this dream feels like, it feels like what this symbol is showing is that because of this event that's happened in your life where you witnessed the sacred, there's this part of you that is being inhibited, almost like there's this part of you that is stuck trying to explain these experiences to people who haven't seen it. And there's this blockage. And the energetic force in you that your psyche is showing you can unblock it. Is a part of your shadow that you are projecting onto your mother-in-law, who you see as judgmental, but she also is willing to do whatever needs to be done to fix something. And your psyche seems to be showing you that a part of that attitude will unclog this part of you. And then this dream shifts, and animals tend to represent our primal aspects of ourselves. All of us want to dominate, want to fuck, want to make money, want to have power. And those are parts of our primal selves. And mm-hmm. It seems like that part of the dream is showing you that a primal part of you is making messes, but your conscious self is trying really hard to cover up the messes. And you want to be acknowledged by others that you're trying hard to inhibit these primal parts of you. And then the symbol of Aubrey is, so for a woman in your dreams, the connection to your soul will tend to be a man. And in this dream, it feels like your higher self, your soul, is coming to you and basically telling you, no, don't do it for the acknowledgement of others. Do it because it's the right thing to do, if it's the right thing to do. And that kind of feels like what I get from the dream. But the main thing about dream interpretation is that if it doesn't resonate with you instantly, I'm probably off. So I would like to hear, did that resonate? And if it did, what did it bring up?
it resonated so intensely. And I'm a little emotional because it's making me like look at some shit that has happened recently, you know, in my marriage. Yeah. Like, we didn't have the same mystical experience, right? So I'm trying to, you know, have him understand what I saw and what I witnessed, but I can tell from him that he's not ready, or that whatever I'm doing isn't the right way to get through to him. That's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah. And it seems like that was the thing that was being conveyed in the first scene of the dream. Yeah. And then your dream commentated. The next scene was a commentary on what would work. And essentially, it seems to be that whatever option you find disgusting, that you have the most resistance to, it seems to be that your psyche is showing you that if you could harness the part of your shadow that's being projected onto your mother-in-law, that there's some strength in there, that if you were willing to stick your hand in the shit, it could unclog this.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I appreciate you being willing to share this and allowing it to be something that could be shared with others. Because I think we all have the things. We all have the toilets in our living rooms full of shit. And if, you know, we had the courage to stick our hands in there, we could do some work.
I'm ready to get my hands dirty.
Amen. I appreciate you coming on, and I hope that this served you.
Yeah. Wow. It really did. I felt I had kind of tried to interpret it on my own in certain little ways, and I had like compartmentalized like every part of the dream to like mean something else. But then the way that you just explained it was like, I was like projecting the dream on all these other people rather than looking at what it really meant for me. So, wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's so funny. I know this stuff. And every time I have an uncomfortable dream, every single time, I want to interpret it as it's about the characters and not about me. But
Really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And I appreciate you supporting the podcast with your ears and your attention. And I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You do too.